You're listening to the special All the Way to Memphis. One can blame the mass traumatization wrought by the back-to-back assassinations of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy. One can blame America's continuing racial strife or the soul-numbing carnage of the Vietnam War. But the optimism of the 60s was gone by the time the decade came to a close. The Stax sound, too, had lost its fun-loving innocence. The music still jumped, but the lyrics had become cynical and carnal. Whether the songs were brazen or whether they were sweet, Stax's producers and writers seemed obsessed with the illicit love affair. Are you fathers? Making Love by Johnny Taylor, followed by So I Can Love You by The Emotions. Racial hostility and ego wars fractured the once close-knit Stax family. Booker T. Jones, who was already frustrated with the label's musical direction, found out Steve Cropper had been given a 10% share of production royalties. Furious, Jones left the label in 1969 and moved to California. Al Bell decided the Stax sound was still too country, and recruited producer Don Davis and the Dramatics out of Detroit. I'm made of plastic. Isaac Hayes felt creatively shackled by the Stax sound and implored Al Bell to allow him to cut a solo album. After Booker T's departure, Bell was likely worried he might lose the label's other golden songwriter, so he greenlighted Hayes' solo project. Bell's decision opened the way to Stax's greatest artistic and commercial success, the evolution of Isaac Hayes from songwriter to Isaac Hayes' Black Moses. Thank you. Isaac Hayes may have gone Hollywood, but back in Memphis, the Staple Singers soldiered on with a message to soothe troubled souls in tempestuous times. If one wanted to get away from America's manipulative power elite, why not get away to a place where there were no smiling faces lying to the races?
No place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. No. Ain't no smiling faces. Mm-mm. No, no. Lying to the races. Help me. Come on. Come on. Somebody help me now.
The year was 1972. Jim Stewart and Estelle Axton, weary of Al Bell's efforts to build a multimedia empire, sold their share of stacks to Gulf and Western. 3 years later, Bell's foray into film and cold-hearted villainy by Stax's financiers would crush the company, sending it into involuntary bankruptcy. Elvis was in Las Vegas. Isaac Hayes was in Hollywood. Otis's remains lay buried in Macon. Sam Phillips, Jim Stewart, and Estelle Axton had all retired from the music business. Just when it looked like Bluff City's heydays were over, Arkansas-born Albert Green, with the help of producer Willie Mitchell, rescued the Memphis sound. The music had come full circle. Ironically, Sam Phillips had recorded Al Green's cousin, Little Junior Parker, 2 decades earlier for one of Sun's first R&B hits. Now Green had picked up the torch.
Dedicate this song to Little Junior Parker, a cousin of mine that's gone on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name by saying,
I don't know why I love you like I do. After all the changes that you put me through, used all my money in my cigarette.
After Al Green's 6-year hitting streak ended, the Memphis music scene fell quiet for most of the 80s and 90s. The only chart-topping song recorded there was this scorcher by B.B. King and U2. Bono and company knew their music history. They cut the track at Sun Studios. Yet, as the 21st century nears the end of its first decade, Memphis is staging a small but growing comeback. The rappers 3-6 Mafia have enjoyed success, and it has to be said that the most popular young male singer in the world is once again from Memphis. And that singer is Memphis native Justin Timberlake. Dini Parker is enthusiastic about Soulsville's investments, which include an economic revitalization plan for the Soulsville, USA neighborhood, and a school for Memphis children who want to pursue careers in music.
We also recognize that because Soulsville, USA is located in the poorest zip code in Shelby County, Tennessee, there were many children who had so many social and academic deficits that we could serve, that this was the right thing to do. Not only has it given us a place and an opportunity where we can mentor children, we've had an opportunity to acquaint them with their rich musical history and to pass on that Stax legacy, had an opportunity to teach children to once again pick up an instrument and learn to play it.
With boosters like Dini Parker around, the Memphis sound will be more than a legacy. It will be the future. We'd like to thank Dini Parker of Soulsville Foundation, our nonagenarian William James Williams and the Williams family, Jackie Ward of WDIA Memphis, Candace Lutlow of WKNO Memphis, and Lake Gennesaret Recording Studios for their kind assistance in this production. Our deep appreciation goes to Mavis Staples and her sister Yvonne, who inspired this special during an after-concert conversation with your narrator in Portland, Oregon. Thank you for listening. All the Way to Memphis was written and produced by Jack Marchbanks and Sydney Howard for NTJ. This is Jack Marchbanks.